Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Some Christians seem to have a strong prejudice against reading the Old Testament. Their excuse is, "Well, it's so difficult. I just can't understand it very well, and I feel I'm not getting anything out of it." What a shame. In some ways, the digging is a bit harder at times in the Old Testament, but the gold there in the deep veins is surpassingly valuable and beautiful. Just last week, I stood in awe as yet another lode shed its golden gleams into my heart. Listen to Malachi 3, verse 16. "And the Lord hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." In this passage, God is telling us about a special book for special believers. Special believers. The verse points out that these are those who have reverential love for God. The phrase in the verse is, "them that feared the Lord." In other words, believers who don't consider God a buddy, the man upstairs, talking of and considering him lightly. Believers who don't treat God like a valet, those who don't come to him saying, "Okay now, God, I need this, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd hurry up, please." Treating him like a valet? No. But those who worshipfully live before God. Reverential fear of the Lord. But also, the verse is talking about those who meditate upon God. The scriptural phrase is, "that thought upon his name." Meditation. What is it? Well, it's the act of setting our minds upon God and things of the Spirit. It has to do with focusing our hearts upon God, really centering our lives upon him and his will for us. That's what meditation is all about. Those that thought upon his name were put in that book. But let's go on to consider the specialness of this special book. First, our reverence and our meditation make God special to us. Oh, it's so true. As we immerse ourselves in contemplation of our Heavenly Father, we learn more and more of him, and he becomes ever more special to us. We realize more and more of his glory, and he grows more special. We experience more and more of his love, and bask in the specialness of our relationship. But also, this verse shows our reverence and meditation makes us special to him. It reads, "And a book of remembrance was written before him." Oh, he reveals more and more of himself. He gives more and more of himself because we seek him. He reserves for us a special place in his mind and heart because we reverence him and we meditate upon him. What a blessed book of remembrance we see here in Malachi 3:16. Oh, that your name and mine might be written there.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.